listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I am your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in on this Friday episode. We've got to talk about some things going on in the Bachelor world in regards to Bachelor in Paradise, something I heard in regards to Bachelorette season, so on and so forth. A former contestant speaks out against production and the show's psychologist. We'll listen to that clip. We've got some answers now from Love is Blind. Why they didn't cover it on the finale and the reunion show, I have no idea. But we've got our answers to Jimmy and Chelsea and possible linking up between two people that were broken up from Love is Blind. Talk about that as well. And some Saturday Night Live news. Haven't talked about that, but it goes back to what I had mentioned right around the end of the Super Bowl. And we will get to all that momentarily.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll be inviting everyone over. From barbecues to girls' night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy, the way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
So let's start here. With this, a couple things. You know, I had told you a while back that I had heard the Bachelorette season was going to be all international. That's what I was told. And then in the last few days, I started hearing rumblings about visa issues. So I didn't know if that meant no international or if it meant only certain places they were going to go and they couldn't do the whole season there, whatever the case may be. The bottom line is, I haven't heard anything new in regards to the rumblings about an all-international season, but I do know there is a location they're going for Bachelorette season that's in the United States. But it's not right away. So it still could start out overseas, but then later on I know about a U.S. city that they're going to. And as I get more information, I'll share that with you. But right now, that would rule out an all international season because at least one episode I know is being filmed in the States. The other thing that I wanted to discuss that I brought up right around the time I said I was hearing all international season was that, hey, I was the first to report that the Golden Bachelorette is filming after Bachelorette. And normally it would be Bachelorette films till about the beginning of May. They take a few weeks off and then they go down to Mexico and film Bachelor in Paradise. And I said, I've been hearing for a while that Bachelor in Paradise is done, at least for this year, this calendar year. Doesn't mean it's done for good. I don't know what they plan on doing in the future with it, but for 2024, I was hearing Bachelor in Paradise isn't happening because they are filming Golden Bachelorette after The Bachelorette, and that got confirmed to me. Golden Bachelorette is filming through the month of June, which is always when they have filmed the 8 seasons or 9 seasons of Paradise. It's always filmed basically first week of June till the last week of June. Now that's being overtaken by the Golden Bachelorette this summer. So the Golden Bachelorette will film in June and air right after the Bachelorette is done airing. So are they really going to push back Bachelor in Paradise filming to mid-July and then run it in November? My guess is no. So it looks like what I've heard is probably true, in that there's just not going to be any summer show. It's going to be Bachelor in Paradise is going to be replaced by Golden Bachelorette. I don't know who the Golden Bachelorette is yet. I still do think it's going to be Leslie. It just, the way the show goes, kind of makes the most sense, but has not been confirmed just yet. But I do know that the Golden Bachelorette season films in the month of June, pretty much the whole month. So keep that in mind as we move forward with any sort of filming stuff and, you know, what's going on. I think, you know, like I said, Bachelorette, we should have a decision. I'm hearing rumblings the decision has been made, but I have no idea who it is. That's the latest I've got, that they have chosen somebody. But, you know, we're talking either Maria, like I said, I can go over this and just tell you every day. It's between Maria and Daisy. Now, here's the thing. If they choose Maria, it's not like they're going to say, oh, it was between Maria and Daisy and we went with Maria. And we're not going to find out. If they go with Maria, we're not going to find out why Daisy wasn't chosen or if Daisy rejected it. And vice versa. If they choose Daisy over Maria, we're not going to find out if Maria said no or they just decided that, or you know, Maria just didn't want to do it or something like that. We're never going to know. They never address who they didn't choose. All they do is put all their effort behind the person and the promotion behind the person they do choose. Great choice for us. You saw her journey on so-and-so season. Here's our new Bachelorette. They don't say why they didn't choose somebody else. They let the audience sit there and whine and bitch and moan about, well, why didn't you pick this person? Why didn't you pick this person? We see it every season because everybody's got their favorites. And whoever they choose between Daisy and Maria, obviously the other person's camp is going to be upset as to why their choice wasn't chosen, but you're not going to get an answer. So there's really no reason to whine and bitch and moan about, well, why wasn't Daisy chosen or why wasn't Maria chosen? It doesn't matter why they weren't chosen. They can only choose one a season. So technically 31 women from Joey's season weren't getting chosen for The Bachelorette. They can only choose one. You know, I remember it specifically coming off Becca's season with Colton, Jason, and Blake. It was like, oh my God, they chose Colton. Why didn't they choose Jason? Oh my God, he was the best choice. No, why didn't they choose Blake? He would have been so great. You know, it's just like they choose who they choose. They don't really care what the audience thinks because they already know the audience has, whoever they choose between Maria and Daisy, has got a giant following. So they're not making a wrong decision by choosing either of them. So they don't really care, honestly, what the fans think. They're going to choose who they choose and put out another season that most people are going to watch again. It's just the way things roll with this franchise. All right, I've referenced the Recipe for Crazy podcast in the past with former producer of The Bachelor, Alana Noel. She definitely gets very messy. She loves spilling tea on her podcast, and I was listening to it yesterday because someone made me aware of it and said, you might want to listen to what this guy says. And they didn't even remember who this guy was, and I'm guessing 98% of you probably don't remember LT Murray from Michelle's season. You know why? Because he lasted two episodes. However, you might not remember him from the fact that he's Clint Eastwood's grandson. Anyway, while he was Clint Eastwood's grandson and he was the oldest contestant on Michelle's season, he just never got any camera time. They just, for whatever reason, didn't give him any. Now, if you listen to the whole podcast, he does tell some interesting stories. And basically, he admits that he had a meltdown and he was not in a good headspace while he was on the show. And it sounded like, basically listening to the beginning part of this podcast, he was really interested in just getting out of there. And they were going to create a scenario where, I guess, he was going to leave on his own or say something to Michelle and just say, like, I got to get out of here or I'm going to leave. But then they ended up getting rid of him at a rose ceremony. It was just a regular elimination. But there's one particular part of the podcast that I want to play for you right now. And I think this is kind of a big deal because I would think this is illegal. And it is in the real world, as far as I know, even though I'm not totally dialed in on the psychology world. But this doesn't sound right to me. And this is, you're going to first hear Alana asking LT what he thinks about the psychologist that is on the show.
Speaking of the show, or speaking of therapists, would you advise that future contestant trust the show therapist?
I still need verification if this dude literally, I feel like he recorded our session. Because right after I talked to him, the leprechaun guy, whatever his name is, who tried to be so nice to me, like somehow they knew everything I told this guy and were basically like, okay, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. We're not going to record you anymore. You don't have to wear the mic. You can just sit in your room. You don't have to go to anything until the final rose ceremony and then you'll go home. And then I was like, so you're going to tell her to send me home or how does that work? Or, I mean, what if she wants me to stay? Not that I thought she did, but what if she did? And so I'm just like, so now you're saying the show is fake and they're going to send me home. And you're telling the therapist that's supposed to be concealed info, just kind of told you guys everything I just told him in confidence while I'm breaking down here. That's so effed up. So no, I don't trust the therapist. I figured the therapist did tell the producers because they're just the way they seemed to guide our next conversation was basically like they had heard the exact conversation word for word. So that's why I was like, there's no way without him saying something that you would have said that.
Very, very interesting. And like I said, I don't really know the psychology world, but I would think, and I'm, you know, obviously here throughout the year, like there's a doctor-patient confidentiality, right? That doesn't sound like that was going on with that particular person. Now, this is his word against the show's. The show will probably not even address this. This is, you know, the first we're hearing about this. This was a contestant that was on 3 years ago that lasted 2 episodes. So they're just basically going to not even address it. But this is his experience. And he's telling you, essentially, in that clip, I was talking to the show psychologist, so therapist, and I was having a breakdown. And then the very next time I was in an ITM, essentially, with my producer, they were running back to me exactly what I had just told the therapist. Like, how would they have even known that? So I've heard this throughout the years that a lot of contestants are afraid to talk to the show psychologist because, look, who employs the show psychologist or therapist? NZK Productions, which is the production team behind The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. They employ them. This isn't a third-party independent psychologist that's on the show. The show employs them. So if the show really wanted to get something to have some information on a contestant, if they weren't opening up in an ITM, wouldn't it be very easy to get the show psychologist who is on their payroll to tell them? I know you might think that that is so fucked up and, oh my God, there's no way they would do that or a psychologist would do that. I can tell you it's happened to other people in the past. So that's why I tend to believe LT when he says this. And I just love it when contestants come out and say stuff like this because I can tell you too, I'm blue in the face. People have told me behind the scenes, but I don't reveal sources and I don't want to go into specifics of things that I have heard that are very similar to what LT's story was. But this guy went on a podcast and said it. So I love when contestants come out and say this and kind of give you the behind the scenes of what's kind of really going on with the show. And that's a pretty big reveal and really shitty of the show. But again, I can't say I'm remotely surprised because I've heard the exact same thing from other contestants in the past. But they've never gone on record with it. LT did on the Recipe for Crazy podcast with Alana Noel, who used to be a producer and was a producer on Michelle's season. So keep that in mind when you're listening. So I was trying to listen. That was at like the 38-minute mark. I listened to the first 38 minutes to see if at any point he ever went into specifics about what did he say to the psychiatrist or the therapist, psychologist. I've said psychiatrist, therapist, and psychologist. I'm sorry. I don't know what the title is for this show. I think it's psychologist, but whatever. He said therapist. He never gave specifics of what he said to the show psychologist that was then relayed by producers. All he said was, they must have been recording because how would my producer have known what I had just said to the show psychologist? So it sucks, but it happens, and I'm sure this is not the only show it happens on. All right. This podcast is brought to you by Earth Echo Foods and their feel-good superfood product called Cacao Bliss. You'll fall in love with a truly decadent, healthy, guilt-free chocolate, helping reduce your cravings, facilitate weight loss, boost your energy, and help combat inflammation with one simple, delicious drink. You put it in your water, you put it in your smoothie, put it in the blender, put it in milk, whatever you want to do, all it takes is one scoop. Not only that, this scoop is gluten-free, paleo, keto, vegan, and vegetarian diet friendly. As a listener to this podcast, you can receive an additional 15% off exclusive offer when you visit shop.earthecofoods.com/realitysteve and use the discount code realitysteve. That's an additional 15% off when you visit shop.earthecofoods.com/realitysteve and use the discount code realitysteve. If you don't remember that URL, that's okay. Wherever you listen to your podcasts, go to the show description. You'll see Earth Echo Foods in the show description. Click on that link. It'll bring you right to the landing page.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new Day All-Purpose Cleaner cleans and kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria on hard, non-porous surfaces around your home with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
All right, let's talk a little Love is Blind. Yesterday, you heard the podcast, and I was just baffled and thought it was a giant missed opportunity that the show did not address Jimmy and Chelsea, did not address anything that happened on their breakup. They didn't address what the current status is and, you know, the fact that they did date after they broke up on the show. And yet Jimmy and Chelsea have done interviews yesterday. I knew it wouldn't take long for us to get our answers to what's happening. Basically, Jimmy and Chelsea admitted they did date afterwards, but did not work out. And people were thinking, well, because they saw them recently, and Chelsea even posted an Instagram Reels yesterday that was very lovey-dovey. It was like clips of her and Jimmy together. But from everything that both of them said in interviews yesterday, Chelsea said in an interview with EW.com, I am single as can be. So they are not together. However, Jimmy, in an interview with E! Online, was asked about AD. And he said she's incredible, and he's not closing the door on possibly dating her. He said, we'll see. I think the world of AD, so I don't want to say no just yet. And while he initially said he won't go there out of respect to Clay, he also admitted that he felt he and AD shared a vibe. He said, I could sit here and have a whole conversation with that girl all day. She's cool. So he said she is amazing. I've already commented on her body, but she has an amazing personality. But he said doesn't mean he's going to make a move anytime soon. He said, I've got a lot on my plate right now. I'm not looking. I just went from 0 to 100. I'm just trying to enjoy the moment. I'm trying to keep it together. But the earlier quote basically said he's not shutting it down. Clearly that means AD is single as well. And Clay might be trying to get her back, but as of right now, it doesn't look like they are back together at all, if they're ever going to be back together. We don't know for sure. Obviously, time will tell, but that's the first we've heard of Jimmy. You know, we remember on the honeymoon phase, remember Jimmy was kind of, I think that's one of the times that Chelsea got a little insecure because Jimmy was spending a lot of time talking and kind of flirting with AD, and Chelsea got very insecure about that. So, you know, when I saw this story by E! Online yesterday, I was like, really? I don't even remember Jimmy and AD. And, you know, I could have just completely forgot anything from the pods. But then I was reminded, oh, remember what happened in Honeymoons? I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. they were having a very kind of a flirty conversation. And I remember Jimmy was pretty drunk that night, and he didn't do anything inappropriate, I didn't think, but it was clear that he had, like you said, he's got some sort of vibe with her. Now, would he approach her, or would he, you know, eventually get over the fact that, you know, Clay was with her a year earlier, and Clay was the one that was engaged to her at one point? Yeah, maybe that is just going to override his feelings and he'll never go there. But his quote said, you know, never not going to. What was the exact quote? Let me pull it up again. He said, I don't want to say no just yet. So he's basically saying never say never. What else happened on the Love is Blind finale that we need to discuss? Oh, I mean, that was the biggest thing. Jimmy and Chelsea, still, like I said, major missed opportunity. You know, we know that Izzy and Jess and Micah are going to be on Perfect Match 2, and I believe Trevor is as well. But Jess is the one that's interesting to me because Perfect Match filmed last summer after everything that had happened on Love is Blind had been filmed. So when Jess walks into Perfect Match 2, onto that set, kind of like the guys in the, kind of like the guys usually on Bachelor in Paradise who are on the most recent season of The Bachelorette, nobody down there knows who them and they haven't seen them on TV. Now, Jess is obviously a very striking woman, so I don't think it probably took many of the guys very long to want to get to know her. But I just find it interesting. I never watched season one of Perfect Match. I know it's a bunch of Bravo or a bunch of, you know, people from the Peacock shows or the net, or it's all the Netflix shows, right? It's all the singles from the Netflix shows that they're trying to match up, and other shows as well, not just Netflix, because I think Justin from Bachelorette is on it this season, even though it filmed last summer, well before he started dating Susie. So it is other shows that they bring in. I just find it interesting that, like, they wouldn't know anything about her. But I guess because it's Jess and she's extremely attractive, that what do they care? You know, they'll find out eventually what her deal was. But, you know, if I don't know if there's spoiler pages out there for Love is Blind. Like I said, I don't know if you listened to yesterday's interview with Kate Casey. Ever since I started talking about Love is Blind, people are sending me stuff about season 7 that's filming right now in Minneapolis. Now, this is all new to me, and I haven't even started to be like, well, do I want to spoil this? Do I want to know? Because frankly, I kind of don't. I don't want to know what happens on Love is Blind season 7. Like, if I get some of the names of the contestants and put them out before the show does or other sites do, I mean, I might do that. But I don't want to know results, honestly. I really don't. So if anything, I would just maybe point out, because some people have mentioned to me some of the locations that were filmed at, where the housing is. So I've heard those things, but I haven't followed up to where it's like, hey, how do I know this is true? What's the proof here? I mean, I don't think these people are, you know, coming to lie to me, because this is, I've never spoiled Love is Blind. So why would anyone come to me with information unless they knew it to be true? But I think if I get more information regarding Love is Blind season 7, I don't think I would go past anything other than contestants' names and Instagram pages. I don't even think I would do who the couples are if I found out, because that would totally ruin the experience for me. I want to watch the show. Like I said, The Bachelor is the only thing, the Bachelor franchise and Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise and even Golden Bachelor to that extent, it's the only show, it's the only thing in my life that I care to spoil, that I want to be spoiled on. I don't read the end of books. I don't want to know what happens at the end of a movie before I enter it. This is the only one, because I honestly, I don't care about the ending, because most of the time, the ending is just going to result in a breakup of a couple 3, 6, 9 months down the road. So it's not this end result. Like for Survivor, there's a prize. There's a $1 million prize. I don't want to know who wins that prize, because that's a tangible thing. The prize, quote unquote, for Bachelor, Bachelorette, and Bachelor in Paradise is for the most part going to be a failed engagement. That's why it doesn't matter to me to spoil the ending. But when there's a game prize at the end, I just don't want to know the winner. And it kind of ruins everything else for me before that happens. But, you know, Survivor and what are the other, you know, The Challenge, same thing. prize at the end. I don't want to know who wins. So this is the only thing in my life that I care to spoil. So Love is Blind, if I start hearing other things or I get some names of the contestants or whatever, and I've already, the other thing I'm hearing about Love is Blind season 7 is people that went on it that have a shady past. But it's also one of these things where they might not even get shown. Like, I could do a total expose on somebody right now on Love is Blind season 7. What if they never get shown? Then it's just like, well, what was the point of that? So it could be something I have to hold on to for a year because I want to see the show play out and then say, okay, this came to me in March of 2024 of what this person said. So I'll keep it open. I'll see. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but I'm telling you right now, if I ever found out which couples get engaged or get married or break up, I'm probably going to steer clear of that. I don't want to get in that with because I enjoy the show and I want to see it play out. And finally, yesterday, as I talked about, Taylor Swift's Eras Tour came to Disney Plus. I did not watch it yesterday. Yesterday I was busy. But remember something I talked about at the end of the Super Bowl? And I said, look, I'm going to be the first person to say this. Nobody else has said it. Maybe people have brought it up since, but I did it so early after Travis won the Super Bowl and him and Taylor were just like sky high and on the front page of everything because of everything that they do was being documented. I said the biggest Saturday Night Live viewership that show could ever get now in whatever year they're in, 50, 45 or almost 50 years of Saturday Night Live, would be in the next few months, and I said this back in February, in the next few months if Travis Kelce hosted and Taylor Swift was the musical guest. It would break every record that show has ever done. It would get so many, every sketch would be on the YouTube page. It would be all over social media. You'd see clips and reels, you know, because very few people, I don't want to say few, but it's not like SNL has watched live. You don't have to watch it. Most people record it, have it recorded in their DVR, and they usually watch it on Sunday. But if Travis Kelce were to host and Taylor Swift were to be the musical guest, like, it would just break all social media records for that particular show, for Saturday Night Live. And I said, it's a brilliant idea. How do you not do this? You know, and she's off during the months of April and May from her international tour. She just ended her international tour for 2 months in Singapore. So she's got the next 2 months off. And she has an album coming out on April 13th. Well, Saturday Night Live announced two hosts coming on April 6th and April 13th. Kristen Wiig is hosting with musical guest Ray on April 6th. And on April 13th, Ryan Gosling is hosting with musical guest Chris Stapleton. Well, they did not say who the next week is. They might be off the next week, but Taylor Swift's album comes out April 19th, her new one, the newest one, Tortured Poets Department. So it comes out on Friday the 19th. I mean, isn't it all right? Again, I said it back in February. I'll say it again now that we know that the 6th and the 13th have been taken up. But wouldn't it be all right there for Travis Kelce to host and Taylor Swift to be the musical guest on April 20th? It's right there, the day after her album comes out. Her two musical performances that night would be two songs from the new album. This is such a missed opportunity if it doesn't get done. Now, maybe it's very possible that when Saturday Night Live announced the hosts for the 6th and the 13th, Kristen Wiig and Ryan Gosling, maybe that's why they only did those 2 days. Maybe, because I'm telling you, if they decide to go with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for April 20th, I don't think it's going to be announced. It's going to be like almost a major announcement. It's going to be somewhere else, not on a Facebook page where Saturday Night Live put those announcements. I think there'll be a press release, and I just think it's going to be a bigger deal than how they usually do it, which is, you know, note cards on a tack board that they take a picture of. So it's still out there. I guess it's still a possibility. And I don't know if you know this about SNL. Outside of election years, they never do more than 3 weeks in a row of live shows. 3 weeks in a row is the most they can do, or the most they've ever done, or the most they will do in a row. Do they have a new show on March, 31st? No, it would be March 30th. If they have a new show, if they have a new host on March 30th, then April 20th isn't happening because that would be 4 weeks in a row because we know they got the 6th and the 13th tied up. So I'd have to look into that. I don't know if they have a new host. I know, yeah, I'd have to look into it. But just know that. They don't film live shows. 3 in a row is the most they will ever do. 3 weeks in a row is the most they will ever do, except in election years. Sometimes they add, because they add those sometimes a Thursday night show and stuff like that. So just keep that in mind. Anyway, thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. Follow me on Apple Podcasts. Also, rate and review, but you got to hit play. That's the only way downloads count anymore. Hit play. If you miss a day, go back and hit play. I'd really appreciate it. Sports Daily is coming up an hour from now. My voice is kind of going still. Anyway, hope everyone has a great weekend. You've been listening to the Daily Roundup. I'm your host, Reality Steve, and I will talk to you on Monday. See you.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug, but I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.